God seems to have a special dislike for lukewarmness. He said to the believers at Laodicea, "Because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth." What kind of faith do we have? Are we lukewarm, or are we firebrands for God? Let's ask the Lord to search out our hearts. Let's look now to John chapter 21, verses 15 through 17. First, verse 15. After the disciples enjoyed the breakfast Jesus had prepared, our Lord asked Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these?" Now it seems surprising that our Lord should speak to Peter as Simon, son of Jonas. Christ had not referred to the apostle in this manner since his conversion. After Andrew was saved, he brought his brother Simon to Christ. And the Lord Jesus said, "Thou art Simon, the son of Jonas. Thou shalt be called Cephas," which is by interpretation a stone. In the intervening months and years, our Lord never again referred to Peter as Simon, son of Jonas. It would seem that Christ was giving him an opportunity to start all over again. Perhaps in using the phrase "son of Jonas," he made the apostle aware of a new beginning. Jesus then asked, "Lovest thou me more than these?" When Jesus spoke of these, he must have pointed in some direction. Did he refer to the other six disciples or to the nets and the fish? Doubtless the whole conversation was to remind Peter of his complete failure at the time of his denial of the Lord Jesus prior to the crucifixion. Peter had boldly declared, "Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended." This was as to say, "Though the love of these other disciples may wane and grow cold, you can be sure my love will remain the same." It is possible that our Lord meant, "Peter, is your love still greater than that of the other disciples?" Christ was not being harsh. He was endeavoring to draw Peter to realize his own personal need of a more perfect love for Christ. The apostle's threefold denial of our Savior was an evidence of his vain boasting. It is possible, too, that our Lord had in mind the fish in the net. Peter had said with disgust, "I go a fishing." This suggests that he never quite claimed the victory over his former life. He had been called from fishing to follow Christ, but he had never been completely overwhelmed by the love of Christ. Peter was not fully yielded. Thus, it seems to me that Christ referred not only to the other disciples, but also to the nets and the fishes, as he said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these?" Peter replied, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." Now, this was more than a mere reply. It was a confession. For the word Peter used for love was different from that which our Lord used. When Christ spoke of love, it was the highest kind of love that knew no compromise. The word Peter used was the word affection. It was not the supreme love that Peter, as well as all of us, should express toward Christ. It was as though Peter said to his Lord, "You know me. You understand how fickle I am." As a further invitation to unqualified love, our Lord reminded Peter of his former call and what the apostles should have been doing, as he said, "Feed my lambs." The word "lambs," as used here, refers to immature believers who need the teaching of God's word to grow in grace. This was Peter's special responsibility. Long before he was converted and called out of the world that he might strengthen men and women in the faith. But it was impossible to do this until Christ had the place of supremacy in his life. For the second time, our Lord asked Peter in verse 16, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" Now this time, it was not "more than these." Seemingly, Jesus said, "Yes, Simon, I do know you. How well I know you and understand your divided heart. But Peter, are you ready now to go all the way? Are you willing to surrender all and no longer live for yourself, but for others to build them up in the things of God? Peter, you are my chosen instrument to do my bidding. You must be given over to me wholly and completely. What a battle must have been going on in Peter's heart, for even yet he did not seem to be ready. In spite of our Lord's tenderness, he proffered the same reply. Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee, or more literally, yes, Lord, I do love thee, but not as you desire. I have only an affection for thee. Christ said, feed my sheep. It is sheep now rather than lambs. Sheep has to do with stronger believers, those who are full grown in the Lord. But even though mature in the faith, they too need the shepherding care of a spirit guide leader. Christ besought Peter to be that leader. In the King James Version of the Bible, our Lord's third question to Peter appears to be the same as the others, but actually it is different. Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? This time, the word our Lord used for love was the same word Peter had been using. What our Lord asked here was, then it is true, Peter, that all you have is an affection for me. Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? It is understandable that Peter was grieved. Doubtless he was reminded of his threefold denial of Christ and his miserable failure in his Christian experience. There seems to be a definite relationship between the threefold denial and our Lord's threefold interrogation. Christ's third question pricked Peter's heart. Deeply convicted by the Spirit of God, Peter cried out, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Literally, he was saying, Lord, you know me all too well, but from this time on, I promise that I will love thee with my whole heart. The word Peter used here for love was the same word our Lord used in the first two questions. Peter finally came to the place of full and complete yieldingness to Christ, as he should have at his conversion. But as is the case with many of us, we are slow to respond to the call of God. When Peter said, Lord, thou knowest all things, he was correct. Christ does know all things. He knew how weak and undependable Peter would be. Jesus had said to Peter in Luke 22, verses 31 and 32, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Peter was sifted as wheat by Satan, but even though Peter denied Christ outwardly, he never lost his faith in Christ. He was defeated but not destroyed. Thus it would seem that when he cried out, I love thee with my whole heart, the conversion Jesus spoke about took place, not a conversion from sin to salvation, but a conversion from self to full commitment. After Peter made his great declaration, Jesus said to him the third time, feed my sheep. This is what Peter did ever after. No longer do we see him as a frail, stumbling disciple. He became a mighty firebrand for God. In fact, on the day of Pentecost, he stood to preach, and following his Spirit-filled message, 3,000 came to Christ. Later, when Peter, along with John, was in jeopardy of his life for the proclamation of the truth, after being commanded not to speak in the name of Christ, his reply was, For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. On another occasion, while with a little band of disciples making known the name of Christ, Peter was arrested and beaten. But later, the apostle and his friends went out rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for Christ's name. Did the persecution stop Peter and his friends from proclaiming the truth? We read that daily in the temple and in every house they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Here was a new Peter who said and meant it, Lord, I do love thee. with my entire heart. I love thee more than anyone or anything else in the world. Dear friend, does Christ have all of you there is to have? Or is yours like Peter's was, a divided heart? Go all the way with God. Let Jesus be Lord. And if you've never taken him into your life as your Savior and Lord, do it right now. God, our Heavenly Father, work within us, I pray today. May the Holy Spirit do in us what is needed, and I shall praise you in the name and for the sake of Christ, our wonderful Lord, in whose name I pray. Amen.